Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Because I told Linda, I hope you do a great job and put yourself out of a job. I want her to put herself out of a job. What I want to do is let the states run schools. I believe strongly in school choice.
President Donald Trump is starting what he says will be the dismantling of the Department of Education, eventually putting his pick to lead the department, former pro wrestling executive Linda McMahon, out of the job she hasn't yet been confirmed for. Although Trump can trim education by executive order, disbanding it would require hard-to-get congressional approval. During a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Trump said the U.S. might take over the Gaza Strip and said Palestinians should be relocated to Egypt or Jordan. Both nations are flatly refusing to take them, and former Israeli Secretary official Charles Freilich says Palestinians won't go.
One of the fundamental tenets of Palestinian nationalism is the concept of staying where we are in the refugee camps, if necessary, until the day that we can return to our homeland.
Trump says the U.S. would take charge of reconstruction in an area devastated by nearly 16 months of intense war. The White House has confirmed the first flights of undocumented migrants to Guantanamo. The U.S. base on the Cuban Bay has housed foreign terrorists, but the administration says it'll be expanded to hold up to 30,000 detainees. Child welfare advocates are raising concerns about the impact of mass migrant arrests on families, especially children forcibly separated from their parents. Angela Saucer with the Public Children's Services Association of Ohio warns that the state's already strained foster system couldn't handle the influx.
In Ohio, at least, we're currently struggling with having available placements for kids coming into care today. To think about a new population, so to speak, coming into our system, we're definitely not ready to address it.
For Black History Month, advocates are pressing for policies that aim to benefit children from all backgrounds. Reverend Starsky Wilson with the Children's Defense Fund says recent executive orders on diversity, equity, and inclusion won't deter them.
There is an arc of history that is longer than a four-year presidential cycle. And there is a vision for our children that is bigger than the White House.
Republican Senator Bill Cassidy cast a decisive committee vote moving Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s nomination as health secretary to the Senate floor. Cassidy may face a tough re-election fight in pro-Trump Louisiana, but he's also a physician who publicly struggled with Kennedy's views on vaccines.
Mr. Kennedy has been insistent that he just wants good science and to ensure safety. But on this topic, the science is good. The science is credible. Vaccines save lives. They are safe. They do not cause autism.
Cassidy cited promises Kennedy made to the committee. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.